Welcome back to another episode of the Jasmine Star Show. Friend, I'm going to be real with you. I just said on, like, I'm not even going to say I am, and I'm not even going to say I'm. What I just said was I'm going to be real with you. I often hear entrepreneurs not posting on Instagram because they're worried about not getting likes, or they wonder what people are going to say about their content. And I'm like, please stop thinking. Just start doing. If I could only use four words, I would. Stop thinking, start doing. Now, of course, it's easier to do the work when you have a clear plan to show up and feel confident about your content. And here's the thing. I can talk a big game by telling you all the things you need to have in your Instagram account, but it is crucial for you to look at your own account with objectivity and self-audit your account in order to make big changes. Because, boo, the magic comes from action, not from thought. It's time for you to take control and get your account seen. So hold your head up high, stop thinking, and start doing the work. Now, you're probably being like, Jasmine, you just said that three times over in the span of a minute and a half. You want to know what? I'll probably say it three times over again in another minute and a half. I'm going to say it until I'm blue in this brown girl face so that you can understand that everything you want is on the other side of consistency and action. Everything you want is on the other side of consistency and action. So, friend, I have an important question for you. Are you ready for a social media makeover? I'm talking about head to toe kind of makeover that would make like the Fab Five from the Queer Eye proud. You know, I'm out here in Orange County, the land of like Botox injections, lots of plastic. I am talking about a better, more authentic makeover from head to toe. I hope you're nodding your head while you're in your car, cleaning your house, walking your dog, or whatever else you're doing as you listen to this podcast, because I'm going to teach you step by step how to audit your own Instagram account to get more followers, more engagement, and more customers. You won't even be able to recognize your Instagram by the end of this episode. Now, before we get started, I have a workbook for you that walks you through this exact process. So if you're a visual learner like me, or you would like a way to actually take action on this episode, you know I'm talking about all those Valley Victorians, summa cum laude, type A, sit in the front of the class with your hand raised the whole time. My people, if you would like to take action on this episode rather than just listening and, you know, you're going to say, I'll do it later. Well, you can do it later. But if you'd like to take action, then go and download the free workbook at jasminestar.com/self-audit. That way you can follow along with me. Okay, Buttercup, let's stop thinking and start doing right about now. Let's start with your profile photo. I know, we're keeping it real basic. But let me just tell you, the magic is in the minutiae. One of the most powerful elements of your Instagram account is your profile photo. I can't express how essential it is. Your profile photo is a calling card. It's a relatively easy way to connect with prospective clients. And yet so many business owners upload their logo instead of themselves, or a distant photo that you can't see the details, or worse, a photo of a group so the user can't tell whose profile they're actually looking at. And by the way, you might be saying, but Jasmine, what if I want my logo to be my profile photo? Or what if I don't have a personal brand? And here's the thing, friend. Studies have shown that humans create trust firstly, on a visual level. We initially study a person's eyes, and then we judge his or her overall demeanor. If you're posting a logo as your profile photo rather than a picture of you or your team, you're missing out on this fundamental part of human connection. And human connection can build trust with your followers so they feel comfortable becoming a customer. To build trust with your followers, your profile photo should contain these three elements. Number one, a smile. The best thing you can do to create a layer of trust in a short amount of time on Instagram is by smiling in your profile photo. Now, let's be real. You probably have this really cool, dark, moody, evocative headshot that your sister took in art school. But you could save it for personal use that's not actually in a business capacity, because wearing a smile in your profile photo gives a warm welcome to new followers, demonstrates that you love what you do, and gives people a positive association with your account. Number two, lighten up. Lighting can make or break your profile's photo's effectiveness when turning followers into customers. When taking your headshot, be sure to stand in front of a window to brighten up your face. You can find more tips on how to get great light for your social media photos and videos. I actually created a link that is in the workbook so you can see exactly how I do it. So make sure you download it at jasminestar.com/self-audit. That video is going to walk you through step-by-step on how to find amazing light for social media. Lastly, when it comes to your profile photo, this is point number three, is when you want to get up close and personal, because I know you're ready for your close-up. Since your profile photo is a small icon for your followers to view on your Instagram stories, upload a photo that is up close and personal rather than one where you appear like a figure in the distance. Because you are up close and personal, it's going to allow your followers to be able to see, and more importantly, connect with that gorgeous smile on you and or your team's faces. Now, let's get into the second part of our self-audit, and we're going to be focusing on your bio. Now, I might ruffle a few feathers, but here is some real talk, y'all. It takes a few seconds for somebody to decide whether they'd like to follow you, and your Instagram bio is your main reason. And you're like, wait a minute, Jasmine, you're saying those 150 characters determine whether somebody follows me? Yeah, it plays a significant role, because priming your audience for sales happens the moment they land on your account. And in order to do that, your Instagram bio needs to have 5 key components. So let's break it down. Y'all know I love to just break stuff down. Let's take some action by making it easy. Your profile photo, 3 things to consider. Your bio, 5 things to consider. Number one, your title. I really want you to get focused with your title. Like, how do you want people to describe you? Like, if you're a wedding photographer, like, I don't want to hear that you're a fine purveyor of family heirlooms to last a legacy, because I'm like, wait, what? Tell me you're a photographer. If you're a life coach, I don't want to hear that you're like the essence of female power at full moon to channel the other spirits from lives before. I'm like, wait, what? You're a life coach. Explain it to me like I'm 5. I want you to use the most basic terms. If you use language your ideal client does not understand, or describe yourself in a way that leaves them wondering what exactly it is you do, you are going to have a lot of trouble making sales. That's just real talk. Now, the second of 5 things that are so important in your bio is going to be your benefits. Now, benefits basically answer the question, why should people follow you? In the land of social media, your bio has to be benefit driven. Your account isn't about you, and your account isn't about your business. Your account is everything your business does for your followers. Because quite frankly, there are too many people doing what you do. I mean, it's just facts, right? Like, if you're a photographer, dime a dozen. You're a life coach, dime a dozen. You're in direct sales, dime a dozen. Like, chances are there are more saturated markets than there are not. So in order for you to stick out in a sea of sameness, it's going to be important to tell them why they should follow you. I don't think people follow me because I'm like, oh, I have a cool life. I have cool clothes. I drive a cool car. I live in a cool apartment. No, I don't have cool clothes. Like, I'm out here rocking at this moment. TMI. I'm wearing a shirt I just can't get rid of. I've had it for 7 years and I'm just obsessed with this t-shirt. And I am wearing a pair of cut off Levi jeans that I got for $49 that I can't get rid of. You know, it's like nobody's following me because that's the cool hip girl. But people follow me because I'm giving them a ton of information. You don't have to be the smartest, the best, the coolest, the richest, the skinniest, or the most savvy or witty. You have to say, my account is for you because this is what you get. So here are a few examples. Examples of how you could lead with benefits in your Instagram bio include saving your customers time, or helping your followers make money, or inspiring your audience to join a movement. You basically have to list what's in it for them. And then people are going to be more excited to follow you. Can I get a yes and amen? Now we're on point 3 of 5. Point number 1 was your title. Point number 2 was benefits. Point number 3, as we're building out your bio, is your audience. Who is your account for? I want you to be as specific as possible, because on Instagram, riches are in niches. It's just facts. Now, whether you are a life coach for moms postpartum or an essential oils distributor for families interested in holistic living, identify your audience with a language they are gonna resonate with. Now, I have to tell you, right about now, you're probably like, Jasmine, but my business is for everybody. And quite possibly it's true. There was a time in my business where I'm like, do you have a credit card? I'm going to be your photographer. Like, I was totally out there just trying to hustle. And I admire it and I think it's endearing, but that's going to be a quick path to dissolving. That's going to be a quick path to meshing in with a saturated market. When you clearly identify who you are selling to, trust me, you are still going to attract other people. But when you say who you're serving specifically, and when you tell people exactly who your account is for, it feels tailor-made for them and they are more likely to follow you and they're more likely to be primed as customers. That is why identifying your audience is going to be a game changer for you. Now let's get into point number 4 when it comes to building out our boss bio. This is your contact information. I know, super basic, but really, boo-boo, how can they contact you? This is a crucial part of an Instagram bio that really a lot of people neglect. If I was a customer and I wanted to buy your product or service, how can I do it? For those with a personal Instagram account, you can simply choose either your phone number, a website, an email address, or a physical address to invite your audience to connect with you, and then you could list it in your bio. If you have an Instagram business account, hey man, feel free to utilize the contact buttons to make it easy for your followers to buy your product or service. Lastly, to have a boss bio on Instagram, I want you giving a free gift. So you have to ask yourself, what does my audience need? Because in order to prep your bio for sales, you need to serve your dream customer before you ever ask them. You need to serve before you sell. So I want you to ask yourself what your client needs and then give it to them in exchange for their email address to build loyalty and trust with that person. Once they've opted in to receive the free gift, you can continue serving them. And that will eventually lead to the sale. I can tell you, friends, the more you serve, the more sales you get. The more you give, the more you get. Now, your free gift can be an ebook, a PDF, a checklist. It could be a tutorial. It could be a discount code. It could basically be anything your dream customer would find valuable. So make sure that you have your workbook out for this section, because if you're walking us along in the workbook, there are examples of some of my top performing freebies and a free download of more freebie ideas so you can start building out your email list today. We're walking through this podcast step by step. Why? Action, baby boo, action. As a reminder, you can grab the free workbook at jasminestar.com/self-edit. Okay, so now let's get into an example. I am going to walk you through my Instagram bio so that you can see how I'm adhering to the boss bio formula. So I'm about to read my boss bio right about now. Business strategist, photographer. I help entrepreneurs grow social platforms. info@jasminestar.com. Free Instagram audio course with a podcast review. Huh, what am I doing here? Let's walk through the 5 components. Number 1, my title, business strategist and photographer. Number 2, benefits. What do I help people do? I help grow social platforms. Who is my audience? Entrepreneurs. Number 4, my contact information, info@jasminestar.com. Number 5, what am I giving as a free gift? A free audio course. How do they get it? By signing up with a podcast review and giving me their email address. So I'm going to give a little pro tip here. I always add emojis to break up each of these elements or to add a little extra color or playfulness to my bio. You don't need emojis, but y'all, I only speak in emoji and GIF and meme. Okay, so that's an example of my boss bio, but another example of a curator. Her name is Michelle Fleming Communications. In her original bio, Michelle did not define her audience. She didn't define how they could reach out to work with her. She did not invite her followers to download a free gift to earn their trust. However, after she applied the Social Curator Boss Bio formula, Michelle's bio is clear, concise, and prepped for sales. She actually sent us a message and she gained 11 followers just because she adjusted the language of her bio. So that gain of 11 followers happened basically overnight when people were clearly sure what she was doing. So cheers to many, many more, Michelle. Now her bio reads, media strategist, helping businesses be featured in the media. She lists her contact information by her email. And then her free guide is free guide to improve your media angle. So to recap, her title, media strategist, the benefits and her audience are in one sentence, helping who? Businesses get what? Featured in media. Her contact is her email address and her free gift is a guide to improve your media angle. Now, are you starting to see the power of the boss bio? Cool. Now it's time to get to work and audit your bio. But before we do that, we're going to move on to part three. And part three are your posts. Remember, we're trying to view this with objectivity. So we're going to take ourselves out of ourselves and look at our accounts as if we were a complete stranger. There are three ways to audit your post and make sure you're creating content with strategy so it resonates with your audience. And I break this down into caption categories, photo topics, and finally, test it out. Okay, let's dive into caption categories. To plan out your Instagram post, we talk about categories, and we talk about categories a lot when it comes to content creation on the inside of Social Curator. Now, it's recommended that you come up with around 7 to 12 caption categories for your account. To keep it simple, the same Social Curator categories are the same every single month. Now, we have specifically chosen these categories because these categories statistically and analytically perform the best on social. So if we know what's performing extraordinarily well, we're going to be empowering our members to show up in the same capacity so they join the social conversation. So I should note, these are just going to be used as a guide. It's just going to be a reference point. So you can modify them so that they best fit your brand and business and personality. But if you're taking notes, the Social Curator categories, the things that have performed the best statistically and analytically, prepare your hearts. They're good. Number one, captions that denote about me. Number two, behind the scenes or a tutorial. Number three, my why. Simon Sinek said people don't buy what you sell, they buy why you sell it. And when people talk about why they do what they do, it's a game changer on Instagram. And we want to make sure that people are talking about their why at least every month. Number four, personal insights. Number five, this is going to be like an inspiration, encouragement, motivation, those types of categories. Number six is benefits. What do people get or receive or learn as a result of following that account and their business? And lastly, number seven, this is an opportunity for you to showcase your product or service. You can add on as many other categories as you would like, but categories are things that empower you to talk about your business without selling your business. Remember, the key to social media is to be social on social media, right? So we want to make sure that we're talking about our business without selling. Now, as you can see in the workbook, these are all listed out so you can take your time to review them and determine how they fit in your business. Now, let's get into photo topics. In addition to these seven caption categories, I suggest mapping out photo topics for your brand. These are going to be photos that showcase your life and they pair with the captions. So photo topics are photos that you want to visually represent your business. This is something that when somebody sees in their feed continuously again and again, they become to associate it with you. They get visual insights into who you are as a person and what you do and why you do it. Now, there is no right or wrong, but an example here are my photo topics. Coffee. You will see coffee featured on my Instagram feed. One of my photo topics is my dog Polo. Other photo topics are me as a business owner, as me speaking, teaching, me as a photographer, it's like me shooting. I incorporate lots of like environmental elements that typify who I am and where I live. That's California. So you'll see Newport Beach, the beach, palm trees. You'll also see empowering quotes. So these are photo topics that I am consistently reproducing with regularity so you can visually start noticing the repetition and familiarity with my business. So now, at minimum, we have 7 caption categories and 7 photo topics that our audience can expect to see from us. So from here, all we can have to do is test, test, test. So now let's talk about testing posts. So many times as business owners, we create content to deliver value and generate business. Now, what we deliver is sometimes what we think our audience should be consuming. Now, one thing I've learned to do over the years is really pay attention to what my audience wants, aka you. I care about what you want. Sometimes I create a podcast, I'm like, this podcast, man, it's gonna be a game changer. We're gonna see those download numbers cha-ching like we're in Vegas. Like, you know, it's like they're just gonna keep on climbing. And the ones that I really think, I'm like, this podcast, amazing, it totally dives. And then there are some podcasts that I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to put it out with my heart and I'm going to hope for the best. And it ends up resonating. And then people are tagging me on Instagram and they're sending me DMs and they're connecting on LinkedIn and they're saying like, hey, that really helped me. And I sit there gobsmacked. I was like, huh? People will speak to you if you're receptive and you're listening. So here I am talking about a podcast, but I am telling you the same thing happens with Instagram posts, right? Like I can't count the number of times a post performed much better than I ever anticipated, or a post that I thought would do so well hardly got any traction. So instead of looking at these posts as failed opportunities or it was just really subpar, no way. I realized it was my audience's way of telling me what they wanted to see. They basically were saying, Jasmine, these are the do's and don'ts, please. To which I respond, yes, and thank you. That's exactly why I encourage entrepreneurs to test all aspects of their business, including social media posts. We often have to be like mad scientists running tests and experiments and recording results in our social media lab. You have to deliver whatever, quote unquote, it is to your audience and be ready to evaluate the results. They may not always be what you expect, but if you go into the test with an open mind, ready to take action, you're going to get the answers you're looking for. So here's a tip. What I want you to do is to run a test over the course of a month. You can post a variety of content on different days and different times. Now, remember, we went through our caption categories and we went through our photo topics. Like, you're prepared to start being analytical. I want you to pay attention to what performs well and drives engagement from your audience and be open to changing what doesn't. Now, not only do I believe in this theory of testing my social media endeavors, I also believe it's what makes me successful. And here's the better news. I believe it's what can make you successful too. So, brilliant, gorgeous, beautiful soul that is out here with a hustler's mind and a golden heart, you now have all the tools to do your self-audit. Okay, you are going to look at your Instagram account and you're going to include all of the worksheets and the checklists that we've provided in our guide. And now you're going to take the information from this podcast episode and then you're going to whip yourself into shape. I can't wait to see how this audit changes your account and makes you more confident on social media. Now, if you're following along in the workbook, there's a social media self-audit checklist for you to make sure you're taking massive action. So be sure to fill that out, to get your new profile photo, to redo your Instagram bio, and select your photo topics and caption categories. Do you pinky promise you'll do it today and not a minute longer? Please, I'm obsessed with you actually doing the work because, friend, in order to see big results on your Instagram account, you have to make big changes. So grab the workbook and the corresponding checklist at jasminestar.com/self-edit. So make me proud, my dear sweet friend. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode, and I'll see you again on the Jasmine Star Show very soon.